This is WBEZ, National Public Radio, Chicago.
The views expressed on the following program are those of the participants and do not necessarily represent the views of WBEZ management.
Last Monday's shooting of President Reagan sent shockwaves throughout America, and Alexander Haig's conduct at the height of the drama has resulted in severe criticism. Tonight on Inside Politics, a discussion of this past week's historic events in Washington. And good evening, everyone. I'm your host, Bruce Dumont. I thank you very much for joining us this Thursday night on this expanded edition of Inside Politics. This evening, we will be here for 90 minutes right up until 8:30 so that we can fully discuss the major story of this past week, the shooting last Monday of President Reagan in Washington and the controversy surrounding the comments of Secretary of State Alexander Haig during the height of the drama. And with us in the studio to share their thoughts on this most historic week, we have F. Richard Ciccone, political editor of the Chicago Tribune, co-author of a delightful book on Chicago's power elite called Who Runs Chicago, and a frequent visitor to this program. Thomas Roser is also here, vice president of government relations of a major Chicago-based corporation, president of the City Club of Chicago, and a regular member of the Inside Politics panel. Ed Rooney also joins us, former reporter for the Chicago Daily News, assistant professor of journalism at Loyola University, and a moderator of a media politics seminar at St. Xavier College. Larry Horst is also here, chairman of his own governmental relations consulting firm, veteran campaign strategist, making his first appearance on our program. He is a lifelong political animal and currently a consultant to the National Tax Limitation Committee, which is responsible for setting up grassroots support for President Reagan's economic package here in the Middle West. Our telephone number is 236-1531, should you wish to offer your comments on this past week's tragic events in Washington, or if you would like to question our guests or challenge what they have to say, do give us a call. 236-1531 is our telephone number. We'll turn to calls shortly, and again, a reminder, we will be with you until 8:30 this evening, so we can take as many calls as possible. Gentlemen, with the President's physical recovery apparently moving along very nicely and all going well physically in Washington for the president, let us turn our attention to the political ramifications of the president's shooting. How do each of you feel that this will affect Mr. Reagan? Dick Ciccone?
Well, I think it's certainly going to enhance his popularity. I'm not so sure that it is going to make smooth sailing for his economic program in the Congress. I think the budget cut proposals that are already moving rapidly through the Senate probably will gather impetus from this week's events, and I suspect that he will get a good deal more out of the Senate in terms of budget cutting than he may have gotten prior to the shooting. On the other hand, I think the tax bill proposals in the House are moving very slowly, and it may not be until certainly late spring, early summer, before there's any kind of concrete proposal up there. At that point, it well could be that any admirations or sympathies that have been engendered in the past week will have dissolved to the point that those Democrats who cannot abide by the Reagan tax cut package will be more willing than they would be this week to reject them. However, if in fact the Senate does a good job of budget cutting, then the House Democrats will probably be more willing to go along with tax cuts.
Larry, as someone who is involved in getting grassroots support for the Reagan package, do you think that the shooting of the president is going to help you politically?
Well, I think it's going to be a plus, and obviously an unanticipated plus. But I think he is going to have heightened popularity. He's going to be able to talk to the people of the country in a little different vein than he had, a bit of a hero now, besides being a elected president. And I think that's going to translate into greater pressure on Congress. The effort to get grassroots support, I think, is going to go along much quicker and with more support than we might have been able to engender had the president not had this misfortune. So I think that popularity is going to translate into something meaningful in Congress and pressure on Congress.
Ed Rooney, what's your thought on the political ramifications of the shooting?
Political ramifications, I would say that I would agree with Dick that he's certainly going to enhance Reagan's popularity for the remainder of the term, and if he wishes to seek re-election, certainly wouldn't hurt him. I would be concerned about the opportunities that Dick Saccone and other reporters will have in getting news out of the president as he travels now, if he travels around the country in the remainder of the year. The Secret Service obviously is going to be much more difficult. They've always been difficult for reporters again, and it'll be much more difficult now because of this this shooting.
Tom Roser, what's your thoughts on the political horizon for the president as a result of the shooting?
I think that if you can imagine John Kennedy surviving an assassination in Dallas with the communication skills that Kennedy had, and translate that to a man who was uniquely qualified also to render communications about like Kennedy and about like Roosevelt, you have really a chemical reaction now that I don't think any of us can gauge. I think the Congress, as Larry has said, the Congress really is dependent far more than ever before, less on parties and far more on that grassroots swing. And although Dan Rostenkowski has laid down the battleground and said, okay, now there's not going to be a Kemp Roth, I doubt that. I don't think that's the final thing we heard from Danny. So I would say that the old actor's campaign is going to really step up now. Not that he consciously will be turning up the game, but I think that any politician who has survived this kind of a thing can use these human qualities very well, and Reagan is a master at it.
Well, the initial